All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am your co-host, Mark Homar, along with my right-hand man, Josh Starnes. So today we want to kind of get straight to it. We want to talk about data centers and IT jobs that are available within data centers. If you've been paying attention, as we all should be right now, to, you know, jobs and you know, industries that are, data centers are huge right now. You know, NVIDIA is big, right? Google, Microsoft, Apple, they all are looking to build out these massive data centers. Why? Because they're creating and they're getting new data information, right? And they need places to store this, to house it. They need to make sure they're operating at very high levels. Even a lot of tech startups are looking to, you know, add into their build out, you know, because again, data is being collected and it needs somewhere to be placed, right? The cloud system is large. We all understand this, but there's jobs within these opportunities that are being created. Again, because I know a lot of you have been worried about the IT, AI aspect of things, what might be out there, you know. And again, if you're already in IT, normally you're okay, right? But you want to know, okay, what other career could you possibly pivot into if you've been a front end or back end or a full stack developer? You're like, look, I need to get another certification. What other jobs might be open for me? So that's why Josh and I are here today to talk to you about data centers and what jobs are opening. So we want to kind of jump into just a few key positions, and Josh really wants to lean into one particular that he wants to make sure you guys understand what we're looking for, how to set yourself apart within it, and why it's such an important role that a lot of you can get a job in. I'm going to start first real quick. We're going to talk about data center manager, responsible for overseeing all operations within a data center, managing staff, creating, implementing policies, ensuring security and compliances. So guys, if you're looking for a new position, you can look at data center management as a great position. Another one is network engineer. These are great positions to look into if you're looking to find a role within data center. Now, I want to give it over to Josh, so I don't want to take up too much of the time, right? But I want to give it to Josh to talk about the specific role that is across really a lot of spectrums, not just in data centers. But Josh, you want to kind of go into the role you want to explore, the IT project manager?
Yeah, absolutely. So IT project manager, this is, to be honest, guys, probably one of my favorite roles. Reason being is it covers a lot of different things. And again, I like the more management roles. I like being more hands-on. I like to kind of control process. And I work with a lot of project managers. And I don't think there's enough really good project managers out there. And let me say that again, that are being utilized. Mm-hmm. You know, I've met a few that just, oh my gosh, they've got their PMP certification. They've got their Scrum Master certification. They stay up on everything. But from an IT perspective, even with AI, there's still going to need to be people who oversee the process and help coordinate everything. Because today, you know, Mark brought up data center managers and network engineers and system admins and cloud architects. And we've got all these different positions. Well, all of those play a part into the company. But who brings it all together? When you're doing a launch of a new product, who has to coordinate? Who has to work with the stakeholders, the managers, the different departments, and bring it all together? It becomes your project managers and or your scrum masters, which play hand in hand.
Right.
So I think that, and there are a lot of companies out there that need good project managers right now to help deploying some of this new stuff. Because we keep talking about AI and AI and AI, and everybody's trying to implement this new AI. Well, they still need people to help the back end and get that stuff put together. They still need good project managers to help release some of this new AI technology. So for me, I think a project management position is something that will never really go away, because you're always going to need somebody in the trench to make sure that the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, everybody's doing what they're supposed to, but bring it all together. Because you've got stakeholders that only care about the money. And are we on, you know, are we on budget and are we on track to make our deadlines? That's all they care about. Then you've got the IT managers who they've got their own deadlines. You got to make sure that they're all following, because if one's late, it's a trickle effect. So the project manager has to make sure that they're on top of everybody, everything, and bring it all together. So I think that regardless of any position in IT, if you're really looking to make a jump, in my opinion, my favorite role is between IT project managers and or scrum master.
I cannot argue with that at all, brother. I mean, when you think about, like you said, merging so many different positions and skill sets that need to come together within organizations, and when you're building out these new technologies, you know, you got migrations happening, expansions happening, you know, you have to have, like you said, a center point of someone who can navigate those waters well. And I think you're totally correct that they're not utilizing enough of the quality IT, you know, project managers that are out there. And I think a lot of times people don't even necessarily know sometimes that they might be qualified, especially those who have tenure, you know, within the IT, you know, spectrum. And you can speak to this too, but, you know, I ran across a couple of employees who, you know, they're maybe applying for, say, a data scientist position. But when I look at their resume and I look at their years of experience, they actually have what would be better suited for a project manager position, you know, and we sit down, we talk about like, look, let's put this certification here. Let's put this at the top. And you're going to talk about another episode, you know, compiling the proper information in the summary, right? We're going to talk about it in another episode. But once we actually structure their resume properly, it's like, oh, well, you actually are better suited to be an IT project manager, which would give you a lot more reign and a lot more, you know, roaming capability of your knowledge and your usage of your talents to help bring everything together. So I agree with you. That is a very crucial point. But data scientists, data analytics, these are all positions that are sought after. I don't know if you saw recently, it was Larry Fink for BlackRock and Jamie Dimon for Chase were talking in London at one of the, you know, financial conferences that they have, you know, the annual conferences. They were talking about both of them building out, well, Larry was speaking to specifically building out data centers for BlackRock, right? Even though they had one of the major AIs, you know, we all know they use one of the most common AI, you know, capabilities to leverage their investment firm. And that's why they are the largest in the world, right? BlackRock. But then Jamie Dimon was referring to the fact that the data scientists that they're specifically hiring, because again, the information they're capturing and the protection that they need to have around their, you know, information that they're gathering from their clients, they're doing a pinpointed focus of those positions. So again, it's not just in data centers, guys, but it's across the board. And that's why Josh is speaking to IT project managers being important. But I'm also bringing up other roles in case you're not aware. Data scientists, data analytics are very, very big, right? What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely. And also system administrator, you know, we've got that listed as well. And, you know, just shifting from, you know, administrating your responsibility is to install technology. So you're going to be bringing in some of this new AI stuff. So There are so many different facets of IT that you can make a slight change or learn just a new part of the technology, but you still have an understanding of it. So that's why I think that so many people are so stuck, you know, and I use the analogy probably 100 times in our podcast, if you're standing too close to the tree to see the forest. But I think that there's so many talented IT professionals out there that if they just took a step back and applied there, here's a challenge. Take your profession and what you like to do, throw it in AI, go to Perplexity, it's free, and say, what else would I be good at? IT related. I bet you it spits out a whole lot of roles that you didn't think you could do, but based on what you like to do and what you've currently done, it tells you that you're qualified for a lot of different roles. And so AI has become a pretty cool tool, and it is pretty awesome to be able to utilize it and correctly, but there are so many jobs right now that are shifting because of the newer technologies that a lot of the older stuff, security analysts, cloud architects, data analysts, you know, data center manager, all of this stuff can shift into the new technologies. Utilizing your skill set, and you can also probably increase your income substantially if you're within the right organization.
Right. You're right. Great point on that. And that's the thing, guys. Like Josh has said, you can increase your income substantially because, again, and have a career that has longevity. You know, I know we get, you know, scared again, like we keep talking about the new technology, but like Josh is saying, all these different positions, like he brought a cloud architect. Again, guys, if we're talking about data centers are building out cloud system storage, right? Like there's positions in there that it needs to be sustained, maintained, and grown upon, right? So, you know, if you're a cloud architect, you know, seamless integration needs to be had. Scalability needs to be understood, right? You need to be able to deliver on these things. And if you're willing to, like you said, pivot a tad bit within your current knowledge set and just go grab a few certifications. And Josh and I will do an episode 2 coming up about, you know, certifications you can go obtain if you're not aware of where to go. So that way you can kind of get an idea of how you continue growing your knowledge base. But a lot of you are not far off from pivoting into a profession, a career that will allow you to have longevity, like you said, and also to have, you know, the proper, you know, income you want to make, right? So you can take care of the main thing, which is the lifestyle and, you know, good quality, you know, quality of life. That's the main thing that why we want to talk about these things, right? But one industry that we really just want to bring to your attention that you can look into is data centers, because again, it is a big push to build these out over the next 5-10 years. Like I just mentioned to you, the largest, one of the largest companies, you know, BlackRock is talking about they're building their own private. Microsoft has alluded to they're going to build their own. A lot of companies are. They may use construction companies, you know, different data center construction companies to build out at the present moment. But some of the behemoths like BlackRock, you know, Microsoft, they are going to build their own, and they are currently building their own from, you know, all parts of the United States. So, you know, we have parts where, you know, I think Josh is located, you know, in AZ, they're doing a lot of build out there. Virginia has always had a big area build out. Iowa, they're doing it. Texas, they're doing it. So again, there's opportunity. So if you think you're regionally right now stuck, you're really not. It's just, again, being aware of what's out there and opening your eyes, like Josh said, and being, you know, more inquisitive about what opportunities might be afforded to you, especially if you're in this tech realm, okay? Because you are already set in position very well to be in the careers that will have a mainstay for the next 15, 20, 30 years, all right? Josh, yep, anything you want absolutely. To put before we to next?
No, I mean, you guys can always, again, head over to our website and schedule some time with us, whether it's you're looking to make a shift in IT, you want us to look at your resume. Remember, guys, I just recently went through a layoff myself and was able to get a job within, you know, weeks, not months, you know, weeks.
Literally.
And the job that I ended up taking pays a substantial more than I was making before. And so we've created a way for you to cut stress in half. Can't say all the way because we all stress, but go to our website, schedule some time with us. We'd love to look at your resume. We'd love to take a look at what you've done in your background. We can help you look for some new career opportunities. We can, if you don't have a job and you're looking and you're stressing, we can help get a job. So head over to our website, schedule some time with Mark and I, and we'd love to help get you out to either your next opportunity or just help you, you know, present yourself a little bit better.
Exactly. Thanks for that, Jay. And so again, guys, this episode, we just wanted to make sure we talked to you about data center, just to recap some positions: data center management, IT project manager, cloud architect, securities analyst, systems administrator are all positions you can look into, check into if you're looking to make a pivot within IT. And if you're looking to make a pivot within the sector, specifically of data center build out, these are opportunities that are open and available to you. And like Josh said, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. We are here to help. Okay. But we just want to say thank you for joining us. Those who like and subscribe, keep doing so. Keep on, you know, leaving comments. We're here to help. And we will see you guys on the next episode.
Thanks, guys.